Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, evolocumab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
Like, yeah. No one would be terribly surprised if Andy Farrell picked Robbie Hedgehog. Like, oh, he's shit. No, get him out of the team.
That's not what
anyone... That's what commenters are saying.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
Stephen Kenny, commiserations on tonight's result. Your team was terrific in the first half. I thought Keen Levy, brilliant. Mason Melia, brilliant. Aidan Keane, really good. Did they maybe come off the boil a little bit in the second half? Or was it something to do with the way Shells were playing?
No, I think, listen, obviously we're disappointed not to be two up at half time. I knew one goal is a slender lead. You can see it in the fourth minute of the second half is very disappointing. Obviously, Chris Forrester went down, pulled up with a bad injury. We'd only 10 for that period, but we still should have defended better. So that's obviously given Shelburne a lift. And we played some very good football in the second half as well. It was end to end. Obviously, Shelburne home team are going to have spells. It's such a disappointing goal to concede at the end. And that's the way it is.
It's a bit freakish. It's almost a bit like the Bowes game. You lose Chris Forrester close to half time, and the other team come from one goal down with a late winner as well. That's something maybe concerning, that your team are maybe leaking goals so close to the end of a game?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, Barry Bagley played very well when he came on. I thought he was excellent, really, when he came on. So it was 1-1 then, because obviously Chris was lying on the ground when Shelburne scored the first goal. So, to concede that the debt is not good enough, and that's something we're disappointed with.
Do you feel yourself... A lot of people seem to feel that this team has so much quality in it, but you haven't reached your ceiling yet. Is that something you maybe take comfort from, but you're still around the top of the table despite maybe not playing at your best stuff?
Oh, I thought we were great tonight. You know, in the first half, really good. A lot of good play. We've played a lot of good football, but we've lost more matches than we should have. And tonight is an example of that. We can't have, in the group, say Chris has come off there, so apart from Sean Howard, who's come in this season, none of the rest of the players have ever won a league, so it's all new. The challenging up there at the top end of the table, trying to compete week in, week out. I think, obviously, we've lost a lot of our key players for early part of the season, and yet we still a win there would have put us in a great position. But we just lost a game that we could have won, possibly should have won, and we did definitely shouldn't have lost. So we have probably only ourselves to blame for that. Joseph Anang has had a good season for us, but he's no saves to make tonight. Didn't have any saves to make, and so just a goal is a bad goal for us to give away the last one.
And not too long before you get into your next game as well, another tough one ahead.
Yeah, listen, they're all good, all tough, and we dust ourselves down and get ready.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Nobody wants to be flogging players anymore. Like we did back then. Back then, we were back in August, September, October, 3 months of pre-season for three games before Christmas.
Available now in your OTB GAA feed. An hour in the company of Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney.
We live in a world of clickbait and things like, and so you're seen as this particular type of person.
His thoughts on football's new rules, his relationship with the media, and the best way to treat players. Don't miss out on this in-depth conversation with Armagh's All-Ireland winning manager, Kieran McGeaney, and so much more. Become a member now at offtheball.com/join.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.